Welcome to the OU Daily Tehillim and Chizuk phone call. This is Naftali Herman from the Orthodox Union. Thank you so much for joining today's call on the 12th day of the month of Sivan. Thank you to our wonderful and generous sponsors, whom you can view prominently listed in the OU Today Daily email. If you'd like to sponsor future calls, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. We greatly appreciate all of your sponsorships. The deadline to submit a sponsorship for Friday's email is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to introduce Rabbi Yoel Schoenfeld, Mor Da'asara of the Young Israel of Kew Garden Hills in Queens, New York, to share Divrei Chizuk, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Schoenfeld reciting three chapters, Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Zayin, and Kuf Lamed, and concluding with the Mishaberach Lecholim and Achenu. Please stay tuned afterwards for information regarding tomorrow's speaker, the Chavod, with great honor, Rabbi Schoenfeld.
Thank you so much, Naftali Herman, and thanks to the OU for sponsoring this wonderful, wonderful, so important project. But we have to get on because our time is very constrained. In Parshas B'Shalach, Perek Yedalet, Pasuk Tesvav, there are actually two times when we find that Moshe Rabbeinu was limited to the amount of prayer that he wanted to say, to the amount of tefillah that he wanted to do to pray to Hashem for the needs of the children of Israel, and then for the needs of his sister. In Parshas B'Shalach, Perek Yedalet, Pasuk Tesvav, we find Vayomar Hashem al Moshe, Matitzak Elai, Daber el Bnei Yisrael v'Yisau. This is at the point when the Egyptians are pursuing the Jews right into the Red Sea, and Hashem says to Moshe, what are you screaming to me for? Daber el Bnei Yisrael v'Yisau, just speak, address the children of Israel and get them going. Move forward. Let me take care of the rest. And Rashi tells us that we see from here that Moshe was davening for Am Yisrael, for the Bnei Yisrael. And Hashem says, no, now's not the time for this. Says Rashi, lo eis ata shi Yisrael, nesunim batzarat. This is not the time to start getting involved in long tefillos and shmon esrays. Klal Yisrael is suffering right now. Just get down, be with them, move them forward. In Bahaloscha, towards the end of that parsha, that's in Bamidbar, Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Yud Gimel, chapter 12, Pasuk 13, and here we find Moshe Rabbeinu is trying to beseech Hashem to heal his sister, who was afflicted with tzaras. Vayitzak Moshe el Hashem lemor, kel no refa no la. And Moshe Rabbeinu cries out to Hashem, please God, heal her. And that's the end of it. And nothing more is said. So this was said on behalf of his sister Miriam, but it was like four words with the entire tefillah. Rashi tells us, Shelo yomru Yisrael b'shvil achosahu marech. The Jewish people shouldn't say at the time, oh, look, he's spending so much time in davening, or a long shmon esrei for his sister, aval b'shvilenu, but he would not do the same for us. So therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu kept his words and his tefillah very, very short. And we are left begging, like, well, wait a second, aren't we really supposed to spend a lot of time davening? Aren't we really supposed to spend our time beseeching, begging from Hashem to take care of our need, whatever it might be? So why is it in both cases, Moshe Rabbeinu was very curtailed in his delivery to Hashem? It seems to me that when we have options, and we can be directly by the side of people, then don't spend all your time davening. Be there, visit them, comfort them, cajole them, give them chizuk, give them words of encouragement. Don't stand now is not the time to have a long shmon esrei to daven forever. That seems to be the situation we are in these days with this awful virus, the coronavirus, COVID-19, which Baruch Hashem, thank God, is slowly but surely leaving us and the world. But we don't have many options. We can't be by the side of patients. Literally, the loved ones cannot be by the side of their own loved ones who may be sick in the hospital. And so because of the hospital rules. So we have no options of being by them. We have no options of being by their side. We have no options directly giving them chizuk and encouragement. The options that we have left are the tefillahs within our heart that we express. And here the OU is doing that every single day. So this is the intention of this program, that if we can't be there actually by the side of the patients at this time, and there's so many, unfortunately, let's at least offer our words of Tehillim and Tefillah, heartfelt as they are, and Hashem, hopefully, Mirtz Hashem, will respond immediately to everything and all the health of Am Yisrael. Amen. I will now get on with Tehillim. We start with Tehillim Chaf, and it is as follows. That's 20. Lamnatzeach Mizmor leDavid. Yancha Adonai b'yom tzara yisagevcha Hashem Elohe Yaakov. Yishlach ezucha mikodesh umitzion yisodeka. Yizkar kol minchosecha. V'yolosecha yedashnesela. Yitein lecha kilavovecha. V'cholotasecha yimalei. Nirana Rabbi Shua secha. U'v'shem Eloheinu nidgol. Yimalei Adonai kol mishalosecha. Ata yodati ki yashia adinu mishicho, ya'ane vishmei kacho, bigviros yesha yemino. Eile barechev ve'eile basusim, va'anachnu b'shem Adonai Eloheinu nazkir. Heima karuvin afalu, va'anachnu kamnevinis odad, Adonai hoshia, ha'melech ya'aneinu, v'yom kareinu. And now we turn to Tehillim Chav Zayin, 27, Chav Zayin. L'David Adonai Ori V'yishi Mimi Ekra Ira Adonai Ma'oz Chayai Mimi Echad B'korov Alay Mireyim Lechol Isbisari Tzorai V'oy V'ayli Heima Karshlu V'nafalu Im Tachane Olay Machane Lo Yira Libi Im Tokum Olay Milchama Zos anibotayach. Acha shalti mi eis adonai. Oisa avakesh. Shivti viveis adonai ko yeme chayai. Lachzos benoim adonai ulavaker vehe chalom. Kit beneini besuko biyom ra'om. Yasti reini beseser oholo betsu yirom emeini. Vi ato yomrum roshi aloi vais vivosai. Ve'ezbecho ve'ohalo zivchei surua ashira v'azamrol Adonai. Shema Adonai koli ekra v'choneini v'aneini. L'cho amal libi bakshu ponai es ponech Adonai avakesh. Al tas de ponecha mimeni al tat de'af avdecha es rosi ha'yisa al t'cheini v'al t'azveini Elohei yishi. Ki avi vi'i mi azavunim, v'adoino yaseini. Horeini Adonai darkecha, unaheini ba'orach mishar, leman shororoi. Al titneini v'nefesh tzoroi, ki kamu v'edei sheker, v'feach chamos. Lulei ha'amanti l'roz betu Adonai, be'eretz chayim. Kavei el Adonai chazak v'yamets libecha, v'kavei el Adonai. And now we conclude with Kuf Lamed. It's familiar to us, number 130. Kuf Lamed. Kuf Lamed. And Kuf Lamed. Shir Hama'alos. Mima'amakim krasicha Adonai. Adonai shim'a bekoli. Tihiyana oznecha kashuvos lekol tachanunoi. Im avonos tishmor yah Adonai miya'amoid. Ki imcho haslicha leman tivorei. Ki v'isi Adonai kivisod nafshi. V'livaroi hoicholti. Nafshi l'Adonai mishamim labaker. Shomerim laboiker, Yachel Yisrael el Adonai, ki Adonai hachesed v'harbei imoy fedus, hu yifdeesh Yisrael mikol avonosav. And now our concluding tefillah is Achenu kol beis Yisrael. Achenu kol beis Yisrael, hanesunim b'tzor v'shivya, ha'omdin bein bayom uvein bayabosha. Hamokom Yerachem Aleihem Yotzi'ei Mitzara L'Ravacha U'ma'afei Lo'olora Mishibud L'Gula Hashta Ba'agola V'zman Kariv V'neimar Amen.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Schoenfeld. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and a refuah for all those in need will be answered, Latova. And may the Rabboni Sha'olam, the master of the world, speedily bring an end to these days of concern and uncertainty. Please join us again tomorrow, Friday, at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Words of Inspiration from Rabbi Moshe Hauer, incoming Executive Vice President of the Orthodox Union. This includes today's call. Stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic. Wishing everyone a wonderful, safe, and healthy day.